I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Jack Flower. Jack Flower was a charter member of America's Greatest Generation. He could have been poster boy. As a teenager, he went off to the great unknown that was World War II, like millions of other boys, simply because it was his duty. In addition to being fearless in responding to the call, America's Greatest Generation is known for restoring honor and order in post-war America. Jack Flower, or Posey as he was known, was a shining example of a boy who went off to war and came home a man. In all, 61 GIs from the hilltop never got the chance that Posey was given. They never came home. But Jack Flower did come home, and for the rest of his days, he did not waste his time on this earth or the opportunity to help others. After graduating from Kane High, Jack entered the Navy in June of 1942. He served on the USS Hugh L. Scott, USS William Biddle, and the USS James O'Hara as a first-class seaman responsible for manning a landing craft that carried Marines to Iwo Jima, the Tinian Islands, and other Mariana Island locations. While serving on the USS Hugh L. Scott, the ship was torpedoed and sunk off the coast of Casablanca in November of 1942, leaving 59 dead and 60 survivors. Jack spent 2 days in the water before being rescued and hospitalized with a life-altering back injury. He was discharged from the Navy in November of 1945 as a bosun's mate, second class, and returned home to Kane. In August 1947, Jack married his sweetheart, Joyce Kelly. Together with his brother-in-law, Harry Blystone, Posey operated Jack and Harry's gas station on the corner of Haynes and Fraley. The station became a sports haven for high schoolers on weekends during the heyday of Kane High athletics, and talking around the hot stove with Jack was the main attraction. Jack and Harry's became the unofficial clubhouse for the 1949 state champion basketball team. Jack Flower was a steady and ongoing influence on budding athletes. He gave generously of his time without fanfare. He worked nights at various factory jobs, but on summer days would be at Glenwood Park by 9 a.m. to teach baseball to any kid who showed up. He wore an old paint-spattered shirt and baggy khaki pants and gave every kid a nickname. He wasn't there to babysit or build up childhood egos. Everyone was treated the same, and in his eyes, every kid had room for improvement. Kids learned to play baseball not by receiving t-shirts or fancy uniforms, but by drill and repetition. He quickly lost patience with kids who messed around on his time. He required reciprocal effort from his young students in exchange for the gift of his time. Kind words from Jack went a long way, as did his little humorous digs that kept kids on their toes. In the winter, Jack would be at the YMCA working with young hoopsters who dreamed of making the big shot in the next state championship game. He coached and encouraged many kids at the YMCA and provided them with memberships when they couldn't afford the cost. And when he wasn't on the basketball court, Posey was coaching swimming at the Y. Jack also owned and operated the popular Homestead ice cream stand, where many Kane High students received their first real job experience. In his later years, Jack excelled at golf with a 6 handicap. He was a permanent fixture on Main Street every day as he walked to and from his home on Janeway Street to pick up his newspapers at Archer's, calling the boys who had grown to men that he'd encounter by their nicknames. Jack Flower is remembered fondly by generations of kids who grew up in Kane in the post-war era. He had an eternal spring in his step and a twinkle in his eye. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.